I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Polly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. For the next 3 hours on tap today, guest-wise, Michael Lombardi in an hour, his overall takeaways from week one, what he watched yesterday and last night, and Nick Bogdanovich, longtime bookmaker here in Las Vegas. We'll talk some college football with him in about an hour and 45 minutes. Paulie, you know, as I was watching the Sunday night game last night, it's so good to be here, by the way, to recap week one and get into week two this week. As I'm watching the game last night, it was such a dud. I'm like, well, we can probably skip over this game to begin the show tomorrow, although it was a marquee matchup, Buccaneers and Cowboys, and we'll get to it eventually just because the early window of games was so chaotic yesterday. And it was like, you had to wait 7 months. They dropped that on you in week one. You're like, I can't even breathe. Like, if the entire season's going to be like that early window, get out of the way. It's going to be the best season of all time. But then that happened last night. Cowboys scored 3 points on the opening drive and never scored again. And then if you watch the entire thing, if you're capable of actually allowing yourself to do that, you notice that Dak obviously left the game with an injury, and you're like, well, how bad is it going to be? It's a thumb. He was dinged up a couple of times there. The defenders got him like that a few times, but is he going to be okay? No, he's not going to be okay. And that's, what did we say a month ago on this show with Michael Lombardi? Because we don't trust Mike McCarthy. We think he's one of the worst coaches in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And if they happen to have an injury, and we said to Prescott, and Lombardi said, well, what about their left tackle, Smith? Both guys are now out.
Yes. Yep. I don't. Can they call San Francisco? Will they get hung up on? It's a horrible job by Jerry Jones and management to go with Rush as your backup plan, or Will Greer now. And the season's over just like that for Dallas. And that'll do it. I mean, to be out anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks now with the fracture in the thumb. It was also, it's easy to say now, but the signs were, I mean, even the reports Friday that he was touch and go to play with the ankle injury.
Correct.
With the new Nikes and the weird cleats with that setup. I mean, what a weird story.
Yeah.
But when they were out there, he can't move, and the offense looked terrific. 130 yards. And that's the lowest scoring game of the week? God knows what that paid. Total was, what was it, 51?
You know, that was, I think, 55 in the summertime.
Oh, my God.
Came all the way down to where it was last night. And Jerry Jones, you know what, I'll give him credit. He was very transparent after the game last night, but he couldn't wait to tell the media about his quarterback.
Yes, he has an injury above his joint in his thumb up here that'll need surgery. I'm particularly disappointed for our fans. Dak will be out for a little while. And so we'll be dealing with that as well. So this was a really tough night for the Cowboys, but and a really a surprising night that, of course, really add to it right there at the end to lose him for 7 weeks. We'll see more about how long, how many weeks that may be.
One game into the season, like best offense in the NFL last year, playoff team. Super high hopes again, and yep. It just all comes crashing down in the first 3.5 quarters.
Yep. Yep. Couldn't do a damn thing offensively. No energy or juice in the building. I don't blame them. They didn't have anything to cheer for, but they were dead. And you knew, like, in the third quarter, their game was over.
Oh, yeah. No
doubt.
I mean,
they had the one where they were across midfield. They went for it, fourth down, and that was the end of it. Great job by Bowles in the defense. And it just, Tampa knows they're not going to score. This game's over. And that's it. Now you got to take on the Bengals.
Bengals.
And they're going to be in a bad mood, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this escalated quickly. And this is very important because they're going to have to face the Eagles on the road without Dak. Who knows how Philly's going to run away with this division.
Okay, look at the schedule now. Bengals week 2, as you said, at the Giants. Well, I don't want to overreact. But one game in, that's now suddenly a very... They could lose all these games.
Yep.
With no Dak Prescott. All of them. At Giants, Commanders, at Rams, at Eagles. The Lions game is 100% losable. The Bears game, week 8, we'll see. Maybe he's back by then. I don't know. Then they hit their bye week. But after the bye week, like, let's say Dak comes back at that point. At Packers, at Vikings, welcome back, sir.
There you go. Well said. Yep.
So by the way, they have that now without him. And... you know, you were all over the Eagles. I wasn't as high as you, but I do have several bets on this team.
Oh, yeah.
Compare their schedule now to what the Cowboys are looking against or up against.
Yes.
And you got to be loving life right now if you're an Eagles backer.
I took a look yesterday, and then this is before the Dak injury. I go, so the one seed, 13 wins, 12 wins, definitely in play here. I can't wait for the Monday night game against Minnesota. But you just see, now what, they didn't throw a lot to Smith, then look his way. But all the targets and the job by A.J. Brown and scoring 38 points, and they had that in the third quarter, then they slowed down a bit. But take a peek at the Eagles' schedule, what's coming up. I mean, oh, is this doable? Arizona, dumpster fire. Dallas at home. Jacksonville at home. Pittsburgh, Texans, Commanders. Oh, there's so many winnable games here on the schedule for Philly. And now with Smith out and Dak out, you know, nice job. You're right. Nice job by the Giants. But come on, we knew what Tennessee was all about. I mean, this is, Philly should walk to the division.
I agree. They are, I think, at this point, clearly, one week in now, they are clearly the best team in this division. I will say, though, Monday night, I can't wait.
Could be
Eagles-Vikings?
Yes.
That game should be excellent. I will say this. Boy, did the Eagles get me good yesterday.
That's a tough one.
I had them.
Yep, they were a top 5 pick in both, and I think both contests in town, ATS, and
I'm in the one contest across town. I'm laying 4. They had a 17-point lead twice in the fourth quarter.
Yep,
gagged it up both times. And in the last man standing contest, I'm looking at a 5. I'm looking at a 5-0 in the contest and the last man.
Oh, come on!
And the Eagles were 3.5 in last man.
Yep,
and they couldn't cover that number.
Yep.
Oh, brutal, man. Brutal.
Yeah, got to clean it up defensively. They will. Goff keeps both teams in the game. We knew that. But that's the Lions. You know, they fight. The back door's open. Did the same thing last year. But look good offensively. And then, you got to keep playing. You can't let up. You can't let up. But
how about that, though? At the same time yesterday, you had that game going on where the cover was absolutely in doubt. You had the Saints somehow roaring back against Atlanta. They were dead and buried like 11 times in that game.
Winston had 24 yards passing at the half.
Yeah.
They're down 16 in the fourth quarter.
They were doing nothing.
You
the
have the Colts
game.
Come back. We got 2 games to overtime. That's it. I'm out. No tie goes down right away. It lasted 3.5 hours.
Yank off the band-aid.
There you go. We almost had 2 ties. The whole Cincinnati-Pittsburgh fiasco. Oh, my God. It was tremendous. I couldn't believe it. I mean, those games, they ran into the late games. With the afternoon games, how long they went. But the kicking issues all week, you get the game in Chicago needed an arc. Oh, I couldn't get enough of that game. Get the squeegee out, guys.
I wish that was a primetime game.
Oh, that was so good.
Right?
Oh.
Because there's so much going on. I couldn't have my, my full attention was not on that game. A lot of it was, but it's like there are 8 games, 9 games going on at the same time.
Yeah.
So your eyes are going to be all over the map. But that was, we'll have more on that coming up in about 20 minutes. But what a start for the Trey Lance era. era with the 49ers.
Can't throw the ball.
No, he can't.
Nope, can't play. I love this Jimmy Vaccaro tweet. Jimmy Vaccaro is a legend in this town. He's been a bookmaker for over 40 years. He works at the South Point. His tweet yesterday summed it up about, you know, you want to try to bet on the NFL, you're better off. Take a job at Target. You don't have a shot. And he's right. I mean, you just look at what there it is. You're better off the older you get. Do yourself a favor. Apply at Target. But what happened in the Colts game, what happened in the Cincinnati game, what happened in the Atlanta game, they're up 16 in the fourth quarter. The Texans are up 17 in the fourth quarter. What did you think of Lovie Smith? Not once. People are ripping Lovie Smith, but for the wrong reason. Right church, wrong pew. In overtime, tie game, obviously, 20 seconds left. They're at midfield, fourth and three. He punted.
Yep.
He goes, I want a tie.
He wanted to play for the tie.
Okay, I go for it there, but you just blew a 17-point lead and you couldn't do a damn thing. I could see it. Here's why I had a problem with Lovie. It was 20-3 in the fourth quarter. It's fourth and three from the Colts' 36-yard line. It's either a 53-yard field goal or it's fourth and three. He got it both wrong. He took a delay of game and punted. And Indy went down the field and scored.
See, and that's where...
You can't do that.
No, that's just like the old school, right? Defensive-minded guy. We're going to play conservative football here.
Yep.
You win that game, man. You have a leg up already in this division. And they completely outplayed the Colts for most of that game.
Yes.
The Colts are so fortunate to walk out of there with a tie.
What is... Yeah, that you can't... You either go for it or you kick the field goal. Because you have a pretty good kicker. You don't take a delay a game and punt there.
No, that's the...
Come
but
on.
We've seen that in recent years. I'm blanking on which coach did that, but that's happened in the NFL recently where you're like watching the game thinking, dude, this is the last possible option for you.
You were right, too. You talked about it all day Friday about the home divisional dogs. And that came in. But I don't know what this is. The Colts are now 1-13 ATS in week one.
Can't win.
Frank Reich with the Colts week one. 2018, loss of the Bengals, won six games. 2019, loss of the Chargers, won five games. 2020, lost to the Jaguars. Lost 15 in a row after that. Last year, lost to Seattle, missed the playoffs, seven wins. And then what happened? And they're never ready to play.
Yep.
Now, he'll turn it around, and I think they win the division. But you go, nobody won a game in that division yesterday.
Yeah, and how about the landing spot in that kooky Browns-Panthers game?
Yeah, everyone should have won.
Every single person betting that game for the last four months should have won, and you could have won on both sides.
Yep.
So
what a finish there, too.
I will say that. To me, Cleveland completely outplayed them.
Yes,
and
they did.
The Panthers were extremely fortunate to have the lead with a minute to go, but they left the Browns with way too much time.
The broken coverage, the long touchdown.
Yeah.
Mayfield was horrendous.
He was terrible.
He made some, he almost had four intercepts. He just thrown it up for grabs here.
A lot of bad quarterback. It was week one. A lot of bad quarterback play yesterday. Kick off the football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook for every line, boost, and special. Lace up for week one with Bet Rivers Parlay Insurance and Touchdown Insurance offers that you get every single week and every Sunday moving forward all season long. Build a parlay of at least four legs, and if it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on a Sunday night game and get your money back as a free bet if they score any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. More week one reaction coming up next. One quarterback looked better than ever and as if he wanted to prove everybody wrong, and another looked the exact opposite. Is this finally the year to panic? Coming up, Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. Is getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get football season going on the right foot. Subscribe to VSiN Pro. Get full access to everything we do, including our daily picks at a glance. Recap the top plays made by hosts and guests. 24/7 video season prep. Our weekly college and pro football matchup guides. Pro tools with the exclusive betting splits and the pro tips updated every hour. Sign up on the discounted football special and get the VSiN Pro All Access Everything We Do from now through the Super Bowl for $175.VSiN.com/subscribe.
Looked like Patrick Mahomes was kind of on a mission yesterday. All this talk since March. Hey, no Tyreek Hill. Hill goes to Miami. Oh, I got to tell you, Hill, Tua, more accurate. He's a better quarterback. You know, all that nonsense. They love him there, right? All the videos that we saw of Tua trying to land a pass in the hands of a very fast Tyreek Hill. Okay, Hill heard it. Mahomes heard it the entire time, like all of us, right? And they go out and made some moves, acquired Juju, got him in the offseason, draft picks, other guys came in, Valdez-Scantling. And, you know, we played a soundbite from him last week. He's like, I'm going to spread it around. Sorry, fantasy football players. I don't know who I'm going to throw the ball to. And he was not lying.
He did.
That's exactly what he did yesterday.
Yep, early on, 9 different guys had a catch. And that was still early in the game. Uh-huh. So it was a beautiful symphony, beautiful band, and incredible performance by Kansas City. And I'm coming right back with them Thursday to beat the Chargers, laying 3.5. I mean, that was fun. And that's, you know, the other thing, too, you talked about it. That is like a bye. That's like the same thing. Who's great off a bye? Andy Reid. What's Andy Reid like in week one with all this time to prepare? There you go. Bam, 44 yep. points.
I would say you might want to grab that Chiefs number now, trying to read the market here early in the week. That's not coming. That's not going down. The Chiefs will get steam this week, and I think that touches 4 and maybe even beyond that.
I like the revenge angle, too, for what happened last year, getting beat at home by him.
So it's not only Andy Reid, but now this deal with somehow we forgot about this or people forgot about this with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Week one going back in his career. 2018, when he, you know, caught the world by storm, won the MVP, 4 touchdowns, no INTs. 2019, 3 touchdowns, no INTs. Pandemic year 2020, 3 touchdowns, no INTs. A year ago, 3-0. This year, yesterday, 5-0. In week ones now, for Patrick Mahomes going back in his career, 18 passing touchdowns, 0 INTs, and they're 5-0. I mean, that right speaks to Andy Reid having the entire summertime. Mm-hmm. He's unbelievable off the bye, like the best coach of all time off the bye. You give him extra time to prepare for a team, and it's a bloodletting.
Yep. And there was guys out for Arizona, but that was ugly and misleading because there was some garbage time touchdowns there for Arizona.
You know, it should have been worse.
Ooh. Yes, it should have. Took it easy on them.
And so every person that bet the 3.5s, the 4.5s, all the way up to 6, got the 6.5 yesterday. That was a no-doubter in that game.
Evan the Great used all 6 Survivor entries on the Chiefs. How about that move? Yep, that's the other story. We have almost half the people were eliminated in Survivor here.
Here. They had more than 6,000 people get into this bad boy.
Yeah, imagine if Denver loses tonight. You're at almost 60% of the field gone in a week.
Yeah, it was, I think as of right now, it's what, 2,800 people got whacked yesterday? I mean, it was one right after another.
Yeah, and the Saints should have lost.
Yes, they should have.
That's another one.
Yep.
Both teams lose with the tie. That's how it works. 49ers, get out. Cincinnati, gone. Panthers, the Tennessee loss later on. I mean, it was out of control. One person took the Bears. God bless them, huh? How about that?
Good.
Someone had the Bears.
Yep, good for him.
Yeah.
Or them. How many people forgot to put their Survivor picks in?
Well, it said 23, but I think it's convoluted, though, or 27. We'll have to talk to Mike Wednesday.
Okay.
There's a little controversy, so.
Yeah. Okay. But that's not only for here at Circa, but that goes for Survivor pools across the world yesterday. I mean, it was very, very juicy what happened. To have the Niners go down like that, the Colts again, you're right, a tie does not move the sticks. You have to actually win the game to...
Blankenship, sorry.
Yep,
Blankenship,
yep.
Big miss. Yep.
That he had no chance of making that field goal.
No.
Missed it by 10 yards to the right. Yep. So, what a day. What a day. And then you had Mahomes playing like that, and Aaron Rodgers came out. And I said last week, I thought the Vikings would go off the favorite. They did. They were clearly the better side. And Rodgers just, I mean, that's kind of their MO now with him in the twilight of his career in week ones. They never care about the preseason. It's always like, hey, is he going to come back? What's going to happen? They get rid of Davante Adams, and they look awful, always, early on to begin a season.
Yep. So, I know we're going to do an overreact coming up, but this is I did like this tweet, though, from Kevin Clark. When you see what happened yesterday, sometimes you have to just relax and take a deep breath, because last year, in week one, both one seeds got housed. Green Bay lost by 35 to New Orleans, and Tennessee lost at home by 25 to Arizona. Both were the one seeds. You are correct, though. Always seems to be a slow start, but what we discussed Friday, number one, you nailed it. Yes, there were injuries, but Minnesota went off the favorite. Also, it's a house of horrors for Rodgers. It has been. Metrodome, U.S. Bank, great Vikings defense, but there you go. First play of the season. Watson wide open for a touchdown. You wanted it, you got it, dropped it.
It could not have started off any better.
Yeah, and the look on his face, but it's like, sorry.
Yep.
You know, one guy in New England always took less money. I know he was married to a supermodel wife. That helps. But you could, you know, you didn't have to do that.
No, you had to take $50 million a year.
Had to do it.
Had to.
And then Watson coughs it. Yep, couldn't even catch it.
Amazing.
Right. Now, I love the opening drive by Minnesota. And I love the comments after the game. Attack, attack, attack. And this, I mean, the Jefferson was, I think he scored. Yeah, the Jefferson touchdown was like cover 3. It's like, where are you guys? But it's like the creativity you're going to see. 150 at half, was it?
Should have had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He almost got that third one in, which would have been his second one, and then he added on one more to that. But he was open the entire game. And then did you see already after the game the friction in the Green Bay locker room? LaFleur is calling out the players, and then a guy like Jair Alexander, one of the best corners in the league, he's calling out LaFleur.
Yeah.
And he said, don't ask me. I don't know why I wasn't on him. I won 18. He's like, I think of myself as one of the better cornerbacks in the league. The game plan was to not have me on him. He's like, you figure it out.
Yeah, sure.
So he was pissed. LaFleur wasn't happy with the execution, but like, where's the game plan then? And you're exactly right. They dial up that, here you go, game plan, not to allow 18 to beat us. Why I wasn't on him? Not my call. So he's you know, livid after the game. And Jefferson told the media, I fully expected Alexander was on me. When I caught the ball, it's why I didn't start zooming. I thought I was going to get tackled. I look back, I'm like, where is everybody? And so he just took off and scored that second touchdown.
Oh, God. What a fiasco. Yep.
But this is so Rodgers, again, here you go, pal. You asked for it. You got it. Rodgers talking about his young receivers.
We got to have patience with those guys. They're young. You know, they haven't been in the fire. Now that patience will be thinner as the season goes on, but the expectation will be high. So we'll keep them accountable, but it's going to happen. It's going to be drops. Hate to see it on the first play, but it's a part of it. It's going to be drops throughout the season. C-Dub catches that one, 75-yard touchdown. If I pull the one on the goal line, I walk in for a touchdown. There's 14 points. Let's see, 23-7. Yeah, so we would have been right in it.
Now, he's right. I mean, that's a totally different game. And talk about the wind out of the sails. They weren't going to win the game, I don't think. But, I mean, you're Christian Watson. You're going to be playing with Aaron Rodgers. You're from a small school. You know that they have the first play dialed up for you like that. And it works to perfection right in your hands. And you drop it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Sunday night, Bears coming to town. He owns them. But that's, there'll be another. Yep. How about Burrow? I couldn't believe that performance.
How bad he was?
After the game. This is still a reporter in the locker room, like an hour after the game. Burrow is still staring straight ahead with his uniform on. 5 turnovers?
He looked awful.
I know, but they should have won the game still. The long snapper issues, the Wilcox kid. But that's, I mean, the Steelers needed all that to go their way.
And win the game?
Yeah, and now you lose Watt and Harris. And Watt might be gone for an extended period of time if it's a torn pec.
Yeah, torn pec. I mean, that sounds awful, and it probably is. But no, you're right. I mean, and then how about this? Evan McPherson was so nails last year during the season, the playoffs, everything. Like maybe second best kicker in the league behind Tucker. Blocked extra point, shanked field goal, right off the upright. And he could not have had a worse
game. Yep. I know the snapping issues too.
But, was that the first pass of the game?
Yeah,
picked off?
Yeah, first touchdown, first score of the season was Pittsburgh, yes.
What was that?
Pick six, absolutely.
I mean, some of the like elite quarterbacks we're talking about yesterday now, they were really, really bad.
Matt Ryan was awful.
But
go ahead.
I was going to say, he ended up throwing for like 352 yards. That all came in garbage time. When they were down by 17 points, they had to have it.
And Carr was horrendous.
Carr,
I don't know. The offensive line was shaky in the fourth quarter. I mean, what, turnstile is a more appropriate word. Carr was always bad.
Carr might have been, not going by the overall numbers, but his play on the field, watching it all in live, you know, real time, he might have been the worst of the group.
Yep. I was afraid of this. Yeah. The love affair, the bromance with Adams. There's other guys on the team. He's looking at one guy.
Bingo.
Oh, boy.
Bingo. He had 17 targets yesterday. He went to him every single time. I mean, that's great if you have Adams in fantasy. I think it's terrible for real football. Because, what's going to happen to Renfro this year now? Don't forget about him, Derek. He's damn good.
Yeah.
Yes. Up next, we don't want to overreact, but start looking for division prices on this long shot this week.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Snack time meets game time with the Frito-Lay Snacks and Snap Series. Join 6 free fantasy football contests. Draft your best lineups to fight for a share of $120,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Frito-Lay now to get in on the action. Frito-Lay, food for the fun of it. DraftKings.com for details. All right, let's rumble. Great to have it back. Oh, all the upsets. Saturday carried over into Sunday. I couldn't get enough of it. I don't want to overreact, but the Patriots are going to win 6 games. This is an unmitigated disaster with Patricia. Why would he do this? Why is Belichick being so stubborn? The first drive was beautiful. Then the decision to throw it up for grabs with the fade route and the interception, and then the defensive touchdown. They hung in there defensively, did a pretty good job. But I cannot believe this decision with Patricia calling the plays, and as a result, Mack will probably regress. Bourne's not even on the field, and they score 7 lousy points. I don't understand it. They're going to win 6 games.
You know, he was the rookie of the year last year until like week 16, 17.
Yes.
When Chase overtook him. Now he's in year 2, obviously. Are you just going to waste it with him? With the decision-making here of who's going to be in charge of the offense? Okay, so they might catch a break this week at Pittsburgh because of the injuries here. You mentioned Watt and Harris earlier. We'll have to wait and find out what the right final determination is with those two players.
And you have to win in overtime, and you're plus five in the turnover battle.
Correct. Yep. Then they get the Ravens at home.
Yep.
That could get ugly. They play the Packers, Lions at Browns.
Yep.
So it's not going to be an easy start for this team, and it's going to look really, really bad a lot of times.
I've seen enough. I don't want to overreact. Lock it up. Philly will be the one seed and win 13 games. With this Dak injury now, their toughest game, it will be at Arizona until late November. Take a peek at the schedule. What's coming up for the Eagles? Road game. Toughest road game will be at Arizona until they go to Indy November 20th. And now Dak is out at maybe 2 months? My God, a lot to like with the offense. They will fix that defensively. But I thought that, I mean, they could have scored 40 points, about 45 points rather, than took it easy against the Lions. Good job. Good road win. I like Brown comes in as a $1.50. Good job.
Sure. Very strong. I don't want to overreact, but as I said on Friday, Houston is the best bad team in the league, and they are going to make a run to win the AFC South. They're going to make a run. Now, they might not win it, but they're going to be in the mix. I was looking around last night. The number already crashed big time. I saw like 16 and 18 to 1. But I do have my doubts about Lovie for sure. I'm concerned about that with the old school approach to this, but they were in total control of the Colts yesterday. And I do think that they are actually not as bad as what people thought going into the season. I don't want to overreact, but we are witnessing a colossal mistake by the 49ers. To not only give up what they did to move all the way up to number three, and then the fact is Shanahan wanted Mac Jones, was talked out of it. They had to go with Trey Lance. I know the weather was awful yesterday in Chicago, but I have serious doubts that this kid can even play. And the reason, Paul, this could go down. I don't want to overreact. This could go down as one of the worst picks we've ever seen because this team can win a championship right now, and they might throw it all away because of him.
Concur. And it also wasn't the weather. It goes back to what we saw when he was in there last season. He is standing. He is, the receiver is less than 6-7 yards from him, and he can't hit them. There's no touch on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He's all over the place. Horrendous decision. Put Mac Jones on that team with a good offensive coach. But 10 points against the Bears? Come on. I don't want to overreact, but Chubb will be this year's Jonathan Taylor. Oh, he's going to have a big year, this running game. And you're going to have to lean on him, too. Number one, Stefanski likes to run. Two, you're limited in what you can do offensively with Brissett. I mean, that guy might have the monster breakout season that we saw from Taylor.
Did he rip off like a 10-yard run every time he touched the ball yesterday?
He was great.
He didn't score. Hunt got both touchdowns, but I don't care. I mean, that was a thing of beauty yesterday with him.
Yep, and I don't want to overreact, but Kingsbury doesn't make it to week eight. A lot of people said, hey, first coach fired. That was bad. You're at home. Kansas City did whatever they wanted. They were not ready to play. And you could say, well, the injuries or what happened. I mean, he always starts well, and then the wheels come off, and they blow it at the end. What if they get off to a slow start? I think they lose. The Raiders are 3 at home Sunday? Come on.
That number caught my eye as well.
This could get out of control in Arizona.
Yeah.
Big changes could be coming.
Yeah, could be a dumpster fire this year with that team. I don't want to overreact, but the Lions are going to be very similar to last year, but with the potential of winning a lot more games. Again, always in it. For the chance to win yesterday, down by 17, but they never give up. They always fight. This team, I think the offense is going to be pretty damn good this year. And with that defense, we're looking at a team where maybe they could be playing in a lot of overs here early on.
A lot of overs, yes.
I don't want to overreact, but the winner of the Bills-Chiefs AFC title game is going to coast to a Super Bowl victory.
That down on the NFC.
I mean, we're having fun with the segment, but watching what the Bills did on the road against the champs on Thursday and then how the Chiefs looked yesterday, we're getting completely ahead of ourselves, but I don't want to overreact, but the upgrade at coach in certain cities like Miami, in New York, and maybe Minneapolis will be night and day compared to previous regimes.
Last two, yes. I saw the same two on same Miami offense. Other than the unbelievable call to go for it 4th and 7 at midfield.
Yeah.
And he caught Belichick with his pants down.
He totally did.
And Waddle, I can't believe they went for it. He just throws the slant. It's a house call. Mm-hmm. What a gutsy call. There's 30 seconds left.
That's not fourth and two.
Fourth and seven.
That's fourth and seven.
Yeah. It's yep. Yeah. Can't believe he did that.
Went for it. But I think it's going to be refreshing to watch this offense. You know, again, it is Tua here, but with McDaniel running and in charge. And in fact, you had to love it if you're a Giants fan, not only because they came out with the win yesterday, but my God, did Saquon Barkley look incredible. Dustin's our producer. He's a huge Giants fan. He said during the break, it's the best he's ever looked. I don't disagree.
Mm-hmm.
That was the dude, I'm knocking on wood because I don't want him to get injured. Please stay healthy all year long. He looked phenomenal yesterday.
Yeah.
And so this is their head coach, Brian Daboll, down the stretch when he knew the Giants were going to go for two.
When we got the ball.
Why?
Go for the win. We're going to be aggressive. That's what we want to do. That's the mindset I want the players to have. And if it didn't work, I could live with it. You know, I thought that was the right decision. You know, you're an inch away or whatever it was. I trust Saquon. I grabbed a couple of the defensive players that have busted their tails out there, along with some of the offensive guys that weren't out there. And I said, hey, we got the ball wherever it was. I said, we score. I'm going for two. You guys good with that? And they said, you know, F yeah.
Yep.
Good job by him.
It was right. And he missed the face mask, too. I don't want to overreact, but you said refreshing. I mean, this is I was nauseous. The Jets don't stand a chance with that combination of Flacco at quarterback, who's a statue, and a horrendous offensive line. Oh, boy. That was ugly.
Yep.
Ugly.
They got to him a lot yesterday.
Yes.
Again, his numbers are going to look okay. 37 of 59 for 307, a touchdown and an INT. But he was getting manhandled by that Ravens front yesterday. And now look at who they play this week at the Browns, where you know, you thought the Jets early on, well, it was going to be a little bit difficult here, but now they're catching, what, 6.5 in week two at Cleveland?
2 of 14 on third down for the Jets. And one more, I don't want to overreact. Notre Dame's going to lose 5 games.
Maybe more.
21-point favorite at home to Marshall. The offense, Reese, maybe too much too soon, calling the plays. Oh, they got USC on the schedule, North Carolina. There's some tough games. Clemson. And preseason top 5 strikes again.
Yeah. Had to put them there, didn't they?
Yep.
Yep. Well, I also don't want to overreact here, but Alabama got away with a ski mask job.
Disgraceful. The officiating was absolutely disgraceful.
They were flagged so many times, but the whistles and the penalties, they actually missed in crucial spots against Alabama, cost Texas the game.
Yeah. I'm rooting so hard against that team and program. You win the game with 3 horrendous calls by the officials. You beat a backup quarterback as a 3-touchdown favorite, and you want to celebrate and do horns down and mock him? You had no business winning that game.
No, you look terrible. Bryce Young, I can't wait to read mock drafts this week to see how far he fell in certain mock drafts. He's 6 feet tall. That's it. That's what happens when a good defense, and by the way, Gary Patterson now, unbelievable job by Texas.
That is under
but
the radar.
But how the referee screwed up that non-safety call was just, I mean, I'm still...
Travesty.
My God.
Worst of all time.
That's one of the worst, joke, that's one of the worst calls I've ever seen in my entire life. Then they missed a face mask.
They've been first and goal.
Of course!
That's first and goal.
Come on! It's
the
right
hold?
There!
How about the hold they missed?
Another one.
Young, on the long run. Set up the game-winning field
goal. Where he avoids the blitz, the guy's coming on the corner, and the guy, the right tackle's yanking the defender down like this, and the referee's right there. No call. Like 3 egregiously missed calls. They lose the game.
The face mask turned his head.
Yep.
He turned his head.
Nothing to see here. No, we're good to go. And they dropped to number 2. Okay.
You bet.
Full weekend recap coming up with line moves, middles, and upsets with win some, lose some.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Love this on Monday. So many books and creative props. There's so much great stuff to recap. First touchdown of the season, Steelers 25-1. Pick six in your face. Highest scoring game, Lions, Eagles, 8-1. I'd even scroll down to the whole fewest points, the Dallas Cowboys and the game combined Dallas and Tampa. I mean, the total opened like 55, as Mitch said. God knows what that paid. Most receiving yards, Jefferson, 15-1. Passing yards, Mahomes, 7-1. Most rushing yards, Barkley, 30-1. Giants, money line, plus 210. Steelers, money line, plus 270. The Bears, plus 240. 19-10. All the upsets Saturday in college football. Marshall, 11-1. And Notre Dame paid him over $1 million. First half money line, plus 550. Kansas, plus 450. They beat West Virginia. Appalachian State, plus 850 on the money line. Georgia Southern gets Frost out of town. 13-1 on the money line. 15-1 at the South Point. They beat Nebraska. Washington State, 7-1 on the money line. Middle Tennessee State, plus 440. Misleading score. Thoroughly dominated. Colorado State. Holy Cross won on a Hail Mary and beat Buffalo. They were 2-1 on the money line. Bayern Munich, Stuttgart draw, plus 675. UFC, Barnett knockout, plus 850. To win in round two, 18-1. Diaz by submission, 6-1. To win in round four, 19-1. Aldana to win in round three, 14-1. Walker by submission, 12-1. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Send in your tweets, videos. We'll put you on television. And I told you about this bar on St. Rose, this copper keg. Our buddy Chris works there. This is the same lady, the same player. Aces in a kicker, $40,000. Holds, it's playing triple-double. That's $50 a push. Holds two aces. It comes ace, ace, four. Also, on the same machine, in the same night, she won $60,000. She had a Royale with cheese for $40,000. And then also was dealt four fours and then got the kicker. That is $20,000. She was stuck $5,000 and won, and then won $60,000 on the same machine. She hit the Royal for $40,000 and hit that for $20,000. Wow. This is bonkos, what's going on.
That's, yes, it is.
Yes. How about 505, David Purdom, all the upsets. A better in New Jersey hit a $50 Moneyline in-game parlay with Marshall, Washington State, and App State that paid $34,000. Tim Murray, who works here at VSiN, I think he said that $100 paid $85,000.
Yeah,
if you
right.
had it.
That's right.
I mean, you throw Georgia Southern on there, now we're talking.
I bet one of those, actually. I had one of those.
You did. You saw Washington State.
As a person from the state of Wisconsin, I've seen this for 30 years now.
Yes, you have.
First quarter scoreless. I didn't grab this, but I grabbed Wazoo at plus 450 to win the game. And I already had them plus 17.5 for the game. Total abomination again.
Yes, it was. The offense again. PU lose some. Eagles from 4 up to 6. It was a tough beat, but they win by 3. Saints from 3.5 up to 5.5. They had no business winning that game, but you'll take it. Ball State, Western Michigan under 56.5 to 51.5. 30-29. Colorado State from 8 up to 14. Routed. You put me on. You said, look at the box score. Take a peek in the third quarter. I mean, it was out of control, the yards.
They were getting destroyed.
Yes.
Yeah, they were. They opened 5 to 13.5. They're losing 34-0 at home.
Right. And Middle Tennessee was housed by James Madison, who might be one of the best teams in college football.
Oh, they're good.
If
you
look at what's there. Yeah. UTEP, 13.5 up to 17, 1 by 7. Michigan, 48.5 up to 53, beat Hawaii by 46. Wyoming over, 45.5 to 54.5, 33-10, no ZD. Texas State, Florida International over, 55 up to 62.5, 41-12. One, lose some. Hey, play the games, okay? I don't want to hear about Jimbo Fisher had 56 players rated 4 or 5 stars. App State had one. The Mountaineers also had a coach making 1/20th of what Fisher does. And they gave App State $1.5 million for coming to College Station and playing the game. They should be embarrassed, but also Florida State fans tried to tell you, this guy's not that good of a coach. He just had a great quarterback in Winston and that epic season that they had when they won the title. I mean, that was ugly offensively. And remember, they didn't move the ball in week one either.
I saw that from a lot of people on Saturday as they were losing that game. They said, FSU tried to warn you.
They did.
The fans tried to tell you, everybody.
Right. $100 million for that guy?
He's going to bring in as much talent as anybody. Can't coach a lick.
No. It's embarrassing. What they did to North Carolina defensively, and you can't move the ball on
can't
him?
Can't move the ball.
Bad for the books. Panthers. Everyone should have won here. Everyone should have won. They were 4.5-point dogs. You knew the Watson suspension was coming. It went down to 2. Then it was pick. Then they got up to 2, went down to pick, and then settled at 1.5. Browns by 2. Vikings and under. Plus 1 went off the favorite. 49 down to 46.5. 23-7. Chiefs, ice cream. Rocky Road from 3 up to 6.5. Great call, Chuck Edel. Welcome back, Chuck. Chuck went 4-0. Chiefs from 3 up, Bears under, 42 down to 38, 19 to 10. Shouldn't have been that goal. I mean, just the busted play touchdown that San Francisco cannot give up. Mississippi State from 6 up to 12, won by 22. Kansas, West Virginia over, 56 up to 60. 55-42 in overtime. Robert Morris from 38 down to 30, lost to Miami of Ohio by 17. Air Force and over, from 14 up to 17.5 and 45.5 up to 50.5, 41-10. Notre Dame Marshall under, 52 down to 47.5, fell 47. Minnesota, 35 up to 41, 55 but up to 58, 62-10. Tulsa, Northern Illinois over, 57 up to 63.5, 38-35. North Carolina, Georgia State under, 68 bet down to 64, it fell 63. Wake, I know because of Hartman, but 6 up to 13.5, 1 by 20. Arkansas, South Carolina over, 52.5 up to 57, 44-30. Miami under 57.5 down to 50, beat Southern Miss 30-7. Troy under 61.5 down to 52. NFL 55, fiddle in the middle. And some bad beats. Baylor first half, how bad was it? I mean, they miss an extra point, and then Baylor, BYU goes down the field with like a minute, and they score a touchdown with Dad. And then Baylor for the game, plus three. I had him in contest. I had him in pocket. The BYU kid misses two kicks to win. He was crying. So was I. And BYU wins in double overtime by six.
The first half bet was so bad because not only the miss extra point, but then they allowed basically nothing the entire first half. And then right. BYU right yep. down the field.
Yes. Northwestern, Duke over 57. Wildcats fumbled at the 1 yard line going in.
Well,
would've put it over.
And that game also had like 1,000 yards of offense.
Yep. Houston College money line. Come on. It was 4th and 20. They gave up a first down. And that's how Texas Tech tied it and won in overtime. Come on, Houston. The Texans on the money line. You're up 17 at home in the fourth quarter? You can't lose that. Texas first half money line plus 550. How many short field goals did you see that weren't even close? Like the Texas A&M kid. That never got off the ground.
It was all day long, pretty much.
And the Texas kicker,
all weekend.
He made the money kick, but the one he missed before halftime.
I'm also, so I know what we said about the penalties in the previous segment. Also, Sark with the settling for the chip shots.
Yep.
Like, you might need a touchdown one of these times on 4th and 2. Yeah. Deep inside Alabama territory, beat that team.
Put it down, Dustin. One of the worst beats of the year. Year-end review. Friday, the Rockies' first five. They led 8-1 in the fifth. You lose. 9 spot by the Diamondbacks. Win some, lose some. Presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. How about this, too? We cover everything here. Would you see what the Bengals did in overtime? Now, the worst case, the Bengals were supposed to tie. Look at this screen grab. The clock's running. This is an overtime. The clock is running. There's still 15 seconds left. They snapped the ball to punt. That allowed the Steelers to have enough time and kick the game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
What do you? He goes, well, I wanted to get it going because of the concerns with the long snapper. Oh, come on.
Can't make that mistake.
The clock's running. Take 15 seconds off. That got you beat.
Clock management is what has always been like one of the biggest problems for college and NFL coaches. Honestly, and that's exhibit A right there. Okay, so here we go with the VSiN pro tip of the hour. So jump on numbers early when you like them. You could have hit both sides of the Browns-Panthers game. It was up all summer long. I know that there's going to be some people don't like to jump in that much early because they want to be able to get down much more later on in the week. I get that, but you can have a chance to middle a lot of these games from time to time. So there you go. That was a perfect example of everybody should have won every single bet that you made on that game. And every pro tip that we do here, at least 20 a day, every single hour that we put them up, they're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sports and by show. Longtime NFL executive and current VSiN host Michael Lombardi will join the program next. His biggest takeaways from week one, including the Dak Prescott injury from last night.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf-Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.